Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Mood Control. Saying you might as well pay attention. You can't afford free speech. Mood Control is designed to render funkable ideas brought to you by the makers of Mr. Prolong, better known as Urge Overkill. The pimping of the flame principle.
Oh, but we'll be taken lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache. Cause it's cheaper to funk than it is to pay attention. You dig? A pack of us! And lo and behold, one funking with Mood Control.
Every kind of beer.
Deprogram. Lightly, like a woodpecker with a headache.
When you're taking every kind of pill,
the non-profit organization.
When you take your every kind of pill,
pay attention.
There you go again.
You might well pay
everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we're going to be discussing the true college and the real university, and this is part two with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Can you hear me? Yes,
good
I
evening,
am,
Brother
Sister
Eddie.
Antoinette.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, yeah. Good evening. Yes, I see you just unmuted me. I'm talking away, and I was still on mute, I see, and you hit it and put me in the queue. So, yes, I'm doing good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And it's
great.
Good to hear you all as well.
You can hear me? You can hear me okay, right?
Yes, you're loud and clear.
Great, great. Hopefully it continues. And let me acknowledge the family. It's been a minute, family. Good to be back, you know, but I've heard the classes that Sister Antoinette has been giving, especially last week with the tribute to Harry Belafonte, so everything's been on point, on time. I see they interfere with Miss Brown's show that you did again. That's the reason I wanted you to play Funkintelligy, because it's dealing with our thought intelligence family as one, coming together as it says one nation, nation under groove. So we are that nation that's grooving now. But we have to be very careful these days because a lot of stuff has been happening. If a lot of family members don't know, those who haven't been abreast of me having problems with my cell phone, it's happening to everybody. But that was the main reason, as I said, I wanted to set Antoinette to play that song, because it's a lyric in that it says free speech is high finance. Mind your wants, because there's someone that wants your mind, and those who want it are those who trying to put use of the things that we are collaborating about today. So again, once we get started, I'm going to get into 5G, a.k.a. the FCC, because when you look at it, that's who's over all of this 5G technology, the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission family. I'm going to break that down once we get started with class this evening. So without further ado, let me again acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the family members and listening audience with love, honor, and much respect for your time and the space that you are now giving with us that we share to unlock, divulge, and expose all of the nonsense that is constantly thrown in our face. As the lyric goes, peck me lightly like a woodpecker with a headache, because it's cheaper to think, to funk, than it is to pay attention. Because it's hard sometimes to stay focused with the attention, family. We know how easy the times we're living in can throw us off here and there, back and forth, instead of being focused, laser focused, on our spiritual assignment, because we all have one. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, you can go ahead and start with the current events, my dear.
All right. Well, okay, let me start off with, it's a lot, y'all. It's truly a lot, and it's a shame. It's a shame that it's a lot, dear one. Okay, y'all know that they have May Day, and the founder of May Day is a lady, Lucy E. Parson, and she has a speech, "I'll be damned if I go back to work under these conditions." Now, this is her, she did a speech. She's a black anarchist and a labor organizer. And show for May Day on May 1st, 1930, as global capitalism convulsed and is shuttered through an unprecedented crisis that appeared to precede its inevitable collapse. 25,000 workers braved police terror and sedition charges and gathered for May Day rally at Chicago's Union Park. The workers marched to City Hall, where a committee of the underemployed presented demands for worker wages to the mayor and city officials. They then strode to the Ashland Boulevard Auditorium for a mass meeting. The meeting opened with a spirited rendition of the anthem of the International Workers' Movement. Before the audience heard a number of addresses, including one from a figure of the chairperson, described as one of the old pioneers for the eight-hour day, Lucy E. Parsons. Both the May Day demonstrators located in Chicago and the exclusion of Parsons on the mass stage were of historical and political significance. Not only were the origins of May Day in the events that occurred in Chicago 44 years earlier, but Parsons herself was a participant. Labor unions had called for a general strike. And, all right, let's get to it. All right, so on May the 4th, at a rally at Haymarket Square, was organized to support the McCormick workers and to protest the police. A bomb was thrown into the crowd, and in the ensuing chaos, 7 cops and 4 workers were killed, mainly by gunfire. While most people believe the police were responsible for the bombing and the shooting, the incident was used by the state to attack labor radicals. The Chicago police arrested and raided the homes and offices of suspected anarchists. 8 anarchists, including Lucy Parsons' husband, Albert, who had spoken at the Haymarket rally, went on trial. All were found guilty of conspiracy, and 4, including Albert Parsons, were executed on the 11th of November, 1887, hung in the gallows erected behind the Cork County Courthouse. The roots of May Day, or International Workers' Day, are in the efforts to commemorate the 1886 general strike, the so-called Haymarket Affair, and the death of Parsons and other Haymen martyrs. Okay, Brother Eddie, that's all I'm going to say for that. You have anything that you would like to add?
No, that was a good little history lesson. The only the history I like to add to it was dealing with May Day and how it is used. As you saw then, you were talking about the labor and how they were being used to work and their complaints, questioning their hours and this, that, and the other. And as you said, the execution in November 11th, which is the 11-11, November 11th, that struck me right there with that 11-11. But for us, thinking of just staying with the numbers family, May is 4, day is 7, May Day is an 11. 11 is a 2, which is no more than communications, what we talked about at the very beginning with the FCC. It's all about communication, because even May Day is no more than the military distress code, as they call it, SOS. When you look at the initials of May Day, you have MD, like the doctor. MD comes to 14 or 5. And when you look at SOS, SOS is 14. That's what we need to remember. That MD for May Day
is the SOS, the stress signal that we're basically giving one another, or to just raise our antennas to what's getting ready to come down the pipe, around the corner, down the street. So, yes, that's the May Day, the MD, the SOS for me that I give to you, family. That's what it's all about. When you learn about all this stuff that the sentiment just said, May 1st dealt with the Mapo dance. You go through that. I'm not going to go through all, because a lot of the information that we deal with and we basically disseminate to one another is a lot of nonsense that kind of registers with us on certain things. Yes, certain things will enhance and help, but we got so much garbage, so much trash, so much junk of information that's been given to us throughout the decades, not years, but decades, that is not as we know. We don't even use anymore. We can go back to schools and everything, a lot of things we learned. The things that we learned are what we dealt with throughout our journey through this real education we've been getting in our lives. School didn't have too much of anything to do with it, but to basically feel a nut, a screw, a cog within a system, to be a part of a system and working for someone else to make them a profit. Because being an employee, we ain't never going to make what we are worth, our true value, working for someone else. But other than that, I'm not going to keep that one going. That's the May Day for us to come out of the nonsense and wake up. So that's all I wanted to add to that, Sister Antoinette.
Okay. Now, before I get to the big story of today, there's children that are being missing in Philadelphia, ages between 12 and 16, and they vanished in 1 week. And they were from different districts. So, you know, there's something going on, children, and they were missing in a few days. So what is going on with these children? You know, they don't know, but they're just all turning up missing. So my thought is, go ahead. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, I didn't know. I thought you were finished. You go ahead.
No, Warren, go ahead. I'm basically done. I'm just thinking that we have all these children around the world that are being missing, and are these children also a part of this sex thing that they have going on with this, and you know, this international trafficking?
I would say yes. It's all of that and more, because again, the majority of the stuff we talk about is what they put in our face. Everything
right.
else we talk about is what we get word of mouth from people who are right there, as we say, on the front line, that are seeing these different things that are happening, that know individuals who children have been abducted or have come up missing. So, yes, these are the things, and hopefully we have some family members somewhere around Philly who knows more about this story that could shed some light on it, because these are the main things we need to be talking about, things that are happening right now, especially with our children, because that is the key, and that's again, that's who they are after, our children, our babies.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Because again, when we all look at it, they're trying their best to get rid of us. We old. We the fossils, you know. We prehistoric dealing with them because, again, we don't latch on to a lot of the technology that our children do. They all over the place with the technology, and it's only certain things that we use, and a lot of the things we use is only because we have to. We're made to now because, again, as they say, go paperless. This, that, and the other, they're stopping us from doing certain things and making us do it with the process that they have with the system that they're integrating right now, what they're bringing in, as we say, this technology system, you know.
this virtual reality system. All of these things that, again, is not truly conducive to us, but it's not saying that we should not learn about it so that we will know how to contend with it down the road, somewhere down the line, you know. So remember what I always say to the family when I say take notes. Don't go paperless, family. When they tell you or ask you to go paperless, tell them no. You want both of them. Shit, don't stop your job. You know, you taking this job from somebody else. If they just got to do it manually and make copies and send them out. But you want paper because, again, that's the paper trail. That's why they're burning books, or they burnt books. This is why they're trying to get rid of libraries and everything that has paper on it, because on technology, the computer, they can push a button, delete or add to anything that's on there at any time. If it's on black and white, that is a document. That is a legal document that could be used. And, again, when we don't have paper, we got to think beyond what they're trying to get us to buy into. Go paperless. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, because that means you give them all the reign to have all of the information on that computer that could be deleted at any time. We constantly say how they control our phones, dealing with the FCC again, and they control technology. They can go in and push a button and just crash your whole system. Everything, the same thing. Like they say, if we ever go black, it goes dark, and you have no technology to use. What paperwork do you have to prove any damn thing if you not let everything go digital? We got to stop listening to these people and listen to one another, because somebody's going to say something that's going to grab your ear, that's going to resonate with you and say, damn, I didn't think of it that way. Because we're listening one way and not the other. We're going to close our ears on the old ways of things happening. And the old ways, as we say, has always been proven to be the best way. And this is why they constantly are trying to get rid of them. Go ahead, Assistant Antoinette.
No, when you were speaking of Ms. Brown, you know, two more banks have fallen. They have went down as well.
Oh, yeah. But that's
and
even understanding.
And she said that this was going to be a slide that is going to, you know, continue to drop. And, you know, that's what we're seeing.
Here's the key with the banks, family. Think of this. What is your greatest bank investment? Your greatest bank investment. Thank you.
Yourself.
Thank you. Bank is 7. Investment is 34, which is 7. Yourself is 34, which is 7. You are the greatest, and I'm sorry, greatest is also 34, which is 7.
Yes.
The greatest investment is yourself, family. We have a call.
Yes,
are you getting ready to say? Okay.
We have a call. We have a caller. Let me get them. And I'm pretty sure this is Brother West. But let's see. 404.
Yeah, it's me, Antoinette. Are y'all here?
Hello, West.
Yeah, what's
happening,
Brother West?
I'm glad to hear from
you. I'll do it, man.
I wanted to know what was going on. I was going to bring it up. But what was going on in Georgia, and I see that they caught the man. For those that don't know, they had a shooter in Georgia that killed one person and injured 4, Brother Wesley?
Yeah, that's what happened. Look here, I'm going to tell you all the background. The brother, 24 years old now, just got out the Coast Guard about 5 months ago, and he was in the hospital going to the urgent care with his mama to get some kind of medication because he had mental problems, okay? And I keep trying to tell y'all, man. I keep trying to tell y'all to hit these children in the head with that weapon. If you 25 and less, it's a weapon called the Mosquito Mind Control Drug. I told y'all that, man. Look it up. Called the Mosquito Sound Weapon. All right? If you got children under 25 years old, you better talk to them, because you take fall with your story you talked about earlier after that by children missing. They hit them in the head with that bop gun, call them a stealer, and make children just leave the house, get snatched, and all this stuff, man. I keep trying to tell y'all, man. Nobody would listen to me, man. I study all this stuff, man. These fire weapons and what they do, the subliminal shit, man. I'm trying to, all I can do is put it out in the air like I do. But that boy 24 years old, trying to get help at the hospital with his mama now. His mama can't. His brother needs some help. They changed his medication up. He just got out the Coast Guard. So, number one, ain't no telling what the hell the Coast Guard gonna have done to him. All right? So he was trying to get help, and they couldn't give him the right medicine, so he flipped out, man. He should have had no weapon, whatever. But that's what happened, man, that mosquito weapon. And I'm telling y'all, after that, they got weapons that's gender-specific, ethnic-specific, where only women can give, man. Y'all wonder why these sisters acting a damn fool, fighting in school? They got weapons for all us, man. That bop gun is for real, man. I keep trying to, because this ain't no joke, man. I studied it because I've been hit in the head with that shit back in my cousin back in the day. So all I can do is warn y'all, man. Y'all better check what you be thinking and saying, man. Because some people, man, they hit them in the head, especially if you see people walking around talking to themselves, man. Okay, having conversation. Them the ones that they done hit, man. I'm telling y'all, bro, this ain't no joke, man. And the technology now, man. Can't nobody get away with nothing, man. The way they found dude, man. Oh, I watched the whole thing from beginning to the end, 12 o'clock, man, until they just found at 8 o'clock at night. So after he went and did, shot up in the little hospital, then he went across the street to a Shell station, and some jackass at the Shell station left his truck running, man. What the hell am I going to do? They jumped in the truck, rolled off. It's funny, man. So he jumped in the truck, went to the next county, the old redneck car county. They got these license plate readers, cameras everywhere, man. You can't get away with nothing if you black, man, especially. But at least they apprehend him alive, man. That's the main thing. Because most time it don't end too well for none of our folk, man. But the dude had mental illness, like Bubba them. With Bubba them having, that's all the news talking about. Oh, Bubba got mental illness. So this is a perfect case. They can't call it no monster. He government certified for the Coast Guard. I leave it like that, man. Y'all look up mosquito weapon, man, for these children, man. This ain't no joke, Anthony. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm like Frankenstein. They did all this shit to me, man. Okay? I'm like a crash test dummy. Everything I tell y'all, they did it to me. But thank God spared me so I can let y'all warn. Like, I'm like Noah telling y'all some shit. Y'all better pay attention, man, what I'm saying. I know y'all mute myself, man. I can't do but laugh at all this, man. I'm going to mute myself and let y'all continue on. Hey, my name ain't Kwame. I ain't going to take all the air off the show.
Thank you, Wesley. But, Wesley, now what I seen from on the news, they had Atlanta lit up like a scene from Rambo.
Yeah, plus, you know the Hengelia dialect. They're trying to build that 90 million top cities out here, too, right? So now here comes the Hengelian dialect. Where they create the problem to get the reaction, to get the solution, and then you see who benefit. The freaking police. That just substantiate them building that cop city, man. So I see the whole thing was a psyops, right? The way they made their brothers do this, right? It was a whole
yeah.
Everybody don't want that cop city down here, man. So that was a setup to say, oh, yeah, y'all see we need cop city, see? These folks running all kind of psyops at us, man. They're simultaneously, man. They're running so much side ops and game up. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. It's easier to fool the people than to tell the people and convince and show the people how they've been fooled, man. So once they can fool everybody, look how many people took that jab. Easier to fool the people than for me or all y'all trying to tell folks how they've been fooled. Look at that three-card money shell game, how people get fooled, man. So this I look at it as a Hegelian dialect, man. They ran a good smooth side off today, man. But thank God they didn't kill the brother, man, you know. Because his mama came out. He was in the hospital with his mama trying to get medication. So now his mama got a statement say she was trying to get dude help, man. Okay? Because he started shooting. His mama had to take off running. His mama took off running after that. But he didn't shoot
that's
her.
That's something when his mother runs. Yeah.
Yeah, his mama was running. They was at the hospital. He's 24, so who cares? I don't know how old his mama is, about 40, 50, maybe our age. But she was trying to get help for brother, man. Just came out the Coast Guard. This whole thing, she was sobs, man. I've been laughing all day. I hate to laugh, man, because I ain't seen nobody, nobody ever laughed. So it could have been one of the ooh-wees that ran on us, man. You know what I'm talking about, y'all? But them sound weapons ain't no joke.
Right quick, Wesley, like y'all be saying, I don't be knowing nothing about this, but when y'all be giving it to me and y'all give me what I need, the words to show me the numbers, and then y'all give me the plain numbers itself. Like you said, the brother just got out about 5 months ago. Well, I got five on it, damn it. And he killed allegedly one person. That's one. And injured four. Ain't that five? One and four? Come on. I keep saying when we keep saying these five, that's a code.
Okay.
That's a game. They playing game, y'all. And once we recognize this by the number, we start saying it. You know, I already said it's a psyop. You done spotted it already. See? So when I see the numbers, I'm agreeing with you because I keep seeing these same numbers keep repeating themselves. It's no damn coincidence when all these damn things, you can go back to Sandy Hooks. Sandy is 14, Hook is 13. Is that 13, 14, metaphysics? You know? I mean, go through all this with Stephen Paddock on the 32nd floor in the Mandalay Bay. I got all this shit locked down because of the numbers. The numbers keep coming up with all of these so-called shootings, mass shootings. It's the same number. And once we see it, we like, come on, y'all. Damn, can you change the damn number? You keep giving me the same shit. A different story with different names, but the numbers keep adding up to the same. It's the same game, y'all.
Yep.
Y'all be telling me by the number, and then y'all come out and say it yourself. I see a psyop. You laughing. Because you like, damn, this is a show. Shit.
You
Antoinette text me said it looked like Rambo. She done went to a movie.
Hey,
I'm like, yeah, what's
the sign-up? Check it out. Not to cut you off. Plus, Will Smith in town filming the movie, man. I see Will Smith filming the movie yesterday. And then you got one named Eric Bishop named Jamie Foxx filming the movie. The movie got two different names that way. He supposedly got sick. I think so. He might have got poison. So he in the emergency room and takes the care right here, man. And two names of the movies. One name on the movie with Jamie Foxx is Back in Action Again. That's the fake name, but I found out the real name of the movie is They Clone Tyrone.
Stop it, man. Stop.
Hey, no, that's the real name on the Jamie Foxx movie.
Oh, man. No.
Plus, he was in that movie in the 90s where it was Bait, where they put that chip in his neck like I got. When they put that chip, remember that movie Bait? He was in, man. This shit funny, man. They cloned Tyrone, man. I'll be glad this shit funny, man.
I've been telling the family for the longest, y'all stop getting so engulfed in all of this political and all this garbage because it's political theater. So get your popcorn, your snacks, your drink, your smoke, and whatever you get, and get in your lazy chair, and like you did, lay back, relax, and laugh. Enjoy the show, family. Don't get caught up in it.
Yes, sir.
Because as long
yes,
as you're caught
man.
Up, you can't catch up to nothing. Man,
lying,
yes.
One hell of a day. I don't need no Netflix, none of that stuff, man. A real life fun is here, bud.
That's it. Life is stranger than fiction, man. So they can make all this psyop they want to, but just looking at life as it is, man, it's strange. And I like it. It's strange.
Well, speaking of having
that's the
five
way
on it.
Yeah, that's why strange
speaking
comes
having,
to 32. That's why I love it. See, it don't affect me like that. No, I'm looking at the numbers of everything. Yes.
And the date of the day is 5-3, man. That's the date. 5-3. That's 3 or that
5-3-2023 comes to a 6. So today's
funny,
date
man.
Altogether, the whole day is a 6. So this, for me, 6 comes to, and I had a little teachable moment while I was at the car dealership getting a car worked on. Another brother came in, and we had a beautiful conversation. He happened to be religious, but he fell on the path with me, you know, because I was giving him the real deal. And he used that six, and he said, man, you talking numbers, you got to give me evidence. I said, brother, you don't even know the number of evidence you're talking about when you talk to me with a word, and you don't know the number. I said, but hey, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to show you, you know, that I'm with Christ too, baby, but it ain't the way you've been taught. Because you on somebody else's stuff believing these words of English that's the occult, and you don't see it, but you believe it. And Stevie told us best, when you believe in things you don't understand, brothers, sisters, you suffer. You better superstition that shit away. Stop it.
Yes, sir, man. That's why I don't like that word, be lie, man. If somebody tell me we talking, they say they be lie, man, I can't end the conversation, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so, man, I appreciate all that, Wes. And like I said, so you right there in the midst of it in Georgia getting a firsthand account so we can listen to you more than in fake media giving us their side and their spin on what they want us to hear. I don't want to listen to them. That's why I don't go to half of these sites. And look at it. I wait to get it from y'all, the family, when you bring it home to us. That's when you bring it home.
That's what we do.
Yes. See, I don't want all these crazy people in my living room on the TV talking to me like I'm supposed to believe this crazy shit on the news. Shit, I can't even believe the weatherman. He tell me it's going to be sunny and clear, and it rains like a motherfucker. Come on now.
Yeah, especially the chemtrails, man. I took pictures of a whole bunch of chemtrails, and I emailed it to every damn TV station in Atlanta. Number chemtrails. I would make better noise than them, man. I ain't hear a peep like a rat bitch in old cotton, man. I ain't heard a peep from them, man.
Oh, you ain't going to hear nothing. You ain't going to hear nothing. Like I said, Gil said, the revolution will not be televised, which is the truth. The truth will not be televised. We can't rely on the television to tell us the truth. That's why we got to give it to ourselves. Raw. The raw, dirty truth. Regardless of how dirty it is, we got to give it to each other. So we know what we're dealing with. So, yes.
Mm. Well, speaking
about
everything being on the...
We appreciate all that input. And again, like if we got anybody else in the Philadelphia area that knows about any of these children that are coming up missing, you know, yeah, we need to put a call out to the people to be aware. Because, again, I always say, what happens on one end of town is going to eventually hit your side. You know, if you don't stop it on, it's coming your way.
That mosquito drug, man. That's what I learned about that mosquito weapon in Philadelphia, because when they put it out in Philadelphia about last year, 2 years ago, just put it in mosquito weapon in Philadelphia, you'll see. Okay?
Okay.
That's where I learned that mosquito weapon, man.
Okay, I remember when that happened. Yeah, with the sound. That was last year or the year before where they were doing it. They put it out during the summer. For the noise around the park.
That's right.
That's right. Speaking of five, having five on it, a gunman in Texas killed five people in a house. He killed all five of them. And it was because they were making noise or something. I think really they don't know why, but they caught him. But there's one thing I want to say about these last two shootings. Now, before we always heard about it was white people that were doing these mass shootings. This last two was Spanish, I don't know if he was Puerto Rican or Mexican, and a black man. So now it seems that they're using the minorities, which were not the minority, but to quote their words, through these mass shootings, that they're including, you know, us into this, where this has never been our MO.
Okay, slowly but surely, yes, yeah, it's been changing. Not this year, last year, it's been changing for a minute now. We can go all the way back for a minute. And I forgot what state. It might have been right over in Indiana from me, where you had this Muhammad guy hiding in the trunk of a car with another teenager riding and shooting and killing people. That was a black guy.
See?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's ever since that happened, we've been hearing mixtures of all type of people. See, because, again, we can't keep being buckled down to that game word called race and color. See, because now ain't no such thing. Everybody is in the mix. Everybody
yeah.
and anybody can and will be used. They will use anybody. See, so it ain't about the color. It's about keeping everybody insane in the membrane, keeping
yeah.
everybody crazy, wondering what's what, keeping them in panic mode, fear mode. You know, that psychological war that we've been in for so long, keeping everybody wondering. See, being out in
yeah.
the wilderness, being right in your city, town, state, but you're in the wilderness because you don't even know, most of us don't even know our block, let alone our neighbors, three houses on both sides of us, some of us, not all of us. You know, so
yeah.
those are the things there. We're going all outside of our perimeter instead of your own backyard, your own neighborhood and community, knowing your neighbors. This is how we get strong, as they say, block by block. See, neighbor by neighbor. If nothing else, I want my block to be strong. If I can't encourage other people, I want to know that everybody on my block is on the same consciousness. We call it page. You know, like I said, for me, family, when I say a word, don't get it twisted like everybody else. You say page. Well, what do you mean by page, being on the same page? Well, for me, everybody knows it's numbers. And the number of page is 16, which is 7. Consciousness is 52, which is 7. When I refer to the same page, I'm talking about our consciousness. So are we conscious what I'm talking about? I ain't talking about no shit that everybody else get on. Man, you ain't on my page, nigga, please. If you ain't conscious, you ain't never been on my page. So get out of here. I don't play with people no more. I'm tired of it. See, because we keep taking these words like you said too, and it kind of curled my stomach. And I was like, I'm going to let you go. But when you said minority, this is what they say, so I'm going to use. Don't use they shit. That's a spell word too. You know we ain't no damn minority, but they done put us in a minority category, and we what? Give it power, speaking it into existence, the power of the tongue. We manifest what we
yeah.
say, and we don't recognize it and realize it. And I've been telling people for the longest, y'all better understand the number of the word that comes out your mouth so you see that spell that's behind what we're saying. Nobody wants to do it, but I'm cool with that now because, again, creator, the universe, Christ, consciousness, they told me everything that we're doing is for our children. It's for our children's children and their great-great-grandchildren to battle this goddamn beast once we out of here. We got to get them something to work with. I know what I've been given to give them to work with, but it's been given for all of us, not just me to give to the children. This is for all of us so you can give it to your babies too. Because, again, what I give or what we all give ain't taking nothing from what you already have. It should enhance where you are. If somebody trying to tell you something is better for you than what you already have, and they got it, bullshit. Run for us. Run, damn it. Because whatever you get from anybody should resonate and enhance what's already in you. If anybody telling you different, you better look at them different. Cockeyed like a mother. Because they looking like they two or three different people. Uh-uh. No. If it ain't about helping oneself first, because if I can't help me, how in the hell I'm going to turn around and help you? And everybody know that's real. If I ain't got my shit together, how I'm going to try to tell you to get your shit together? You going to look at me like you's a damn fool. Nigga, you ain't got nothing. What are you doing talking to me? And you ain't got nothing to show for nothing. You ain't even got a good word to give me. So, no, take care of home. And we know America ain't nothing about taking care of home first. We got all these damn immigrants or these people coming in from Ukraine and every place else and getting all of the resources that the people of this country that has fought and died for this country ain't getting a damn thing.
You can give housing and to all these damn people coming in, but you got homeless people been here for decades, and you ain't did shit like that for our own damn people. And can turn around and say, oh, we got it. You better help your own first. And if we sit back and let them do this and not say a word, then that's on us. We deserve it. Because we're not saying, and we haven't elected since we still into voting, the right damn people in to speak for you, because everybody you damn so-called vote in, knowing that that's a lie with the Electoral College. I'm getting off point, family. I'm getting off point. But all of y'all know everything that I've been talking about, y'all know already. But we fall into that shit thinking voting is real and all this other shit, and they told you 100 times, they take your vote and give it to the Electoral College and they choose. You ain't your old shit.
Yeah.
And we still thinking your vote count, and they done told you how it works, and we still won't do no research and really believe in our damn vote counts. We got to wake up and become mature. See, it ain't about growing up, because every child grows up, and a lot of them are just grown-ass children because they're not mature. See? So we got to get mature, family. If we the adults, we got to be that. You know?
Yeah.
Because they had a little comedy movie with 4 comedians called Grown-Ups, pissing in the damn pool. All this comedy stuff, yeah. But that's what you are. You're a grown damn child. That's why you can do childish things still being grown. I used to love when older people that you can't tell me I'm grown. You right, but you're not mature. Talk to me, mature man or woman. I don't need to talk to no grown-ass child. Yeah, you grown, but you done missed something. I'm not the one. Anyway, let me get back on track, family. Go ahead if you got another current event so we can get to the class real quick, because I definitely want to get to this 5G dealing with the FCC.
Okay, and here is 10G. Okay, I do have another story, and this I thought was really important. 288 arrested in largest international operation targeting darknet trafficking in the Department of Justice, and nearly 300 people were arrested as a result of years-long three-continent operation targeting darknet trafficking of fentanyl and opioids. The Department of Justice and FBI announced Tuesday under Operation Spectoc, the largest ever operation targeting the trafficking of fentanyl and opioids on the dark web. 288 people were arrested within the last 2 years, and more than 850 kilograms of drugs, including 64 kilos of fentanyl, intended to be sold on the dark net web with seized. Now, they're also going after the people that are buying it. In one case, they have a Florida man was sentenced to 16 years in prison. It was revealed that he and his co-conspirators had a list of more than 6,000 darknet customers to whom they trafficked fentanyl and heroin and meth to. So in this seizure, law enforcement seized 117 firearms and $53.4 million in cash. Okay, Brother Eddie.
I don't really have too much to add to that other than, BS at the end of the day. I mean, cool, you got these people, but it's BS. I mean, you telling me this, that, and the other. And how long has the war on drugs that I think Reagan initiated when he was the president to put war on drugs? And they've been doing this since the 80s, and now we're into the technology we're in, and you mentioned 2 years that they've been. They know
where all of this shit is coming from. They're letting it in, and they're using these people as fall guys when they want to push the button to let them know or let us believe that they're doing something. No, every damn drug that comes in this country, they have a finger on the pulse. It ain't no way we need to believe shit they say about anything of a drug bus. Whatever bus they have, it's just a bus our chops to make us water our lips, lick our lips like they done did something. Come on. Every damn thing that gets here, they got, America has everything tied down. Every conceivable way of having somebody inside to see what's happening, to get the word back. Like they say, 2 years, within 2 years, they know what's been happening. But they was making money from these people, letting them in to sell this on the dark web. Because if it's on the web, let me run right into the FCC, damn it. The FCC knows everything that's happening on the damn web. They have some of the greatest criminal minds who are working for them. And let me just read to you what the FCC is for those of us who aren't aware and listen to the garbage. The FCC, or the Federal Communications Commission. Oh, family, by the way, you know it struck me. Because Federal 28, Communications 44, and Commission 32 equals 104. There's that five, damn it. And 104 or five, let's say 41, is authority. So now we see that the Federal Communications Commission is the authority. It is an independent agency of the United States federal government that regulates communications by radio. Let me stop there. It says it's an independent agency of the United States federal government. Stop. How in the hell can it be independent if it's an agency of the damn government? That's an oxymoron.
Yes,
right there,
is.
We already know the FCC is headed by the damn government. And again, that regulates communications by radio, television, wire, satellite, and cable across the United States. The Federal Communication Commission maintains jurisdiction over the area of broadcast access, fair competition, radio frequency used, media responsibility, public safety, and homeland security. Now, they're over all this stuff, so you telling me they're independent, and we know Homeland Security is a government agency. So that means that these people are over various agencies under the government. But you telling me they're independent. Oh, but come on, y'all. And this was formed, came to be in 1984, that replaced the radio regulation function of the Federal Radio Commission. This is when the FCC took over. And the FCC basically has a yearly budget as of 2022, last year, a budget of $388 million. $388 million last year. So that was the reason that I was talking about the record Funkintelligy, where it tells you free speech is high finance. This was proven by me for the last couple of weeks, family. This phone that I'm talking on now was basically suspended. Took my number, took everything, because, again, they've been on me. People that's known me on these lines, the family, know my story of when I dropped my book in 2015. I was threatened. So it's just, it's that round circle again. It's coming back around. But again, my warning, my mayday to the family is, again, Watch what you say, when you say it, and who you say it around. Not just on these lines, because, again, with the technology being used, they've let you know if you got a smart television, smart refrigerator, smart, any damn thing smart is also communicating with you and to others, not with you, but it's listening. So it could monitor and basically transmit what we're talking about. Siri, Alexa, all these damn things you're talking to that basically will talk back to you, but they didn't program the television smart, the phone smart, and the television to basically
yes,
talk to
you.
Yes, sir.
Not to cut you off, man, but the FBI former director Comey says ain't nothing private. Not even conversations, not even my thoughts and memories. Okay, they got something called remote neuromonitoring, man. But anyway, a couple of months ago, this man, this woman was having sex, right? So I guess you know how people, they got wild with it. So either the phone or the TV went and called the police. Hey, they had a fight, said, dude, beat up his wife. This is funny, man. That's real talk, man. It's crazy, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Okay, let me take the next caller. Area code 336, Sister Paris.
Boy, greetings, family, everybody that's listening. Boy, Brother West, you a trip. Greeting. Thank you, Sister Antoinette, and thank you, Brother Paris. I want to tell you, I manifested me a way to get to my training school. And that, you know, Brother Harris, that's a stronghold. So I'll be leaving probably Friday. And some of those limbs that we, from the pepper tree.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that they cut up. Well, it's going to be a part of the ceremony. I'm not sure of how I'm going to do this from a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair that doesn't hold a charge. But the angels told me to move forth. Because it will be somebody in place to help me, because this is a very important time. Family, there are some major, major changes, and you know this, that are coming about. And thank you, Brother West, for sharing what you are sharing. And I really would like to have a reasoning before I leave tomorrow night with you, Brother West. And Brother Harris, you've given me some very solid confirmations about some things, and I am watching what I say. So I'll leave it at that. Just thank us. And Sister Antoinette, after the class tonight, I'll reach out to you. Thank us.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute. Thank
you.
Yes, okay,
you got my phone number. You call me anytime. You got my phone number.
Okay, but your phone, Brother West, is not set up to leave messages. I don't know what's up with that, but I can understand that. And Brother Kwame is there in Phoenix. His granddaughter, is graduating from the University of Phoenix, and I think that's very symbolic. Thank us.
Yeah.
I'll mute.
Thank you.
Because I don't do no
okay.
Magic. I had to get another phone anyway. I had to get another phone, so I lost a lot of my information, but I still got my contacts. But I lost all my receipts there, what articles. But anyway, just call me anytime. I see your number. I answer. That's how I roll. I don't do no messages.
Oh, okay, Brother West. You be looking out for my number.
Yes,
maybe after the show or tomorrow. I got a lot to do in getting these angels in position to help me, because these are very, this week is very, very important. And I hope Brother Kwame can take a moment to chime in to give us a reasoning. So anyway, thank us. Peace.
Okay, thank
right
you.
Right on.
Okay. Thank you, Area code 618. Area code 618.
Hey, sister, after that, good evening. What's up, Brother Eddie? What's going on? It's Brother D, St. Louis.
What's happening, Brother D?
What's up,
Brother D?
What's up, bro? What you see? I'm good. Hey, I see,
yeah.
I see that, but what we talking about when you mentioned the FCC, Brother Eddie, is, you know, we
you went out. We can't hear him. He went out.
No, yeah, I see. Did you lose him or his phone just cut out?
No, he's still here.
Okay.
So
I'm right here.
Him.
I'm right here, yeah. Hey, Brother
okay,
Eddie,
good.
He's called the FCC is considered the prince of the power of the air, right? So that's what the FCC, that's why it's the way it is. That's probably the seat that the so-called lower energy took control. That's that bet between good and evil right there. And see, that's the only power they have over us is the technology. Once they amp the technology up, see, that's why we're supposed to not take it on. It's supposed to be only used for certain things. It ain't supposed to be used how we're using it. We out of control with it. And that's basically what I want you to break down, that prince of the power of the earth, what they talk about in the Bible. So that's what I wanted you to break down, and I wanted to reference that with the FCC.
All right,
I'm gonna
that's
mute
very
myself.
Interesting. Yeah, great question, bro, and I love that, you know, the power of the air, because, again, we know that that's where the frequencies and sounds are captured, right in the air, in the airwaves. And this is what they're using. That's why air, again, comes to that two. It's communication, 38, which is a two. That's why they put the plural, and it's federal communications. So, yeah, they're all about the communicating in the air. We've said it for how long during your life, and now you have something to pinpoint. When we say it's in the sky, sky is 11, which is two. It's in the air. Air is 11, which is 2. It's from the universe. Universe is 38, which is 2. It comes from the cosmos, 20, which is 2. Since I'm on the 2, I want the family to basically entertain this question, that all human beings, all people, cannot live without this medicine. Medicine, and it's the same number as medicine, that if it wasn't here, we all die, and it's something that we all use 24/7. It's the medicine that can't no human being, no animal on this damn planet live without. Can anybody think of what this medicine is that I'm referring to?
Air.
Thank you. Just go for the number, family. Told you it's hidden in plain sight. Hidden in plain sight is 74. 7 plus 4 is a 2. Air is 11, which is 2. Medicine is 29, which is 2. Well, where does the medicine of the air, and when people say, well, we don't breathe air, we breathe oxygen. Damn it, oxygen is 2. Know what you're saying by number. Don't fuck with me with these words. I'm sorry to use that profanity, family, but people come to me with that stupid shit, not knowing number, come out their mouth with the word they use. It's all the damn 2. Because the biggest plant in the world is called the trees, damn it. Plants is 20, which is 2. It's the damn trees that gives us the oxygen to breathe. Without that damn medicine, oxygen, we all die. It ain't a damn man on this world can give you the oxygen you need. That comes from the major source from the universe. But that's the medicine. That's the real deal. This is why you have people that call themselves breatharians that live off air. Damn it, they don't need food. The food comes straight from the rays of the sun and the air they breathe. baby.
Yep, you're right.
They know what
you're
they did when they named all this shit. That's the real medicine, baby. We breathe in the wrong air. That's why we voicing the wrong thing. That's why voices too. You voicing the wrong thing that the medicine ain't getting out in the ears of the people to hear in the air because it's been here. That's why we've been saying it and hearing it all our life. It's in the damn air. It's the medicine that we need to sustain life because without it, we all die. And can't no man make no artificial air other than him coming up with some shit that's been taking people out, putting them in these damn incubators, or that's not the proper name, whatever they use for people to breathe that they've been putting people in, talking about they got respiratory problems. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm a little bit hyped right now, but y'all know where I'm going. But, no, that's the real medicine, and thank you for that, Sister Antoinette. That's why it all adds up.
Hey, drop
and
it off.
You see them killing the damn trees. And, go ahead. I'm sorry, bro. Bro, Dave, what were you saying?
I just got... We all in water. We just the ones that's out of water. That's all. It's all water. It's everything we dealing with.
And I love that, bro. Let me hip you up. No, we ain't out of water. We in water. We just don't see it. It's the water molecules. See, because water has three stages. See, we don't see the water when it basically evaporates. Evaporation. It goes back in the sky.
Yeah.
The water is all in us and going through us when it evaporates. We still smelling and breathing in the water particles. And once
it goes
from evaporation, it turns into condensation, which is no more than the molecules and particles that form in the sky before it turns into precipitation and falls back on our ass. We in water.
That's why we walk
in. We can dance underwater and not get wet.
Hey,
that's what we're doing, baby.
I keep trying to tell y'all. That's what you said. We walking on water now, man. Y'all better learn how to walk on water. Shit, I'm walking on water now. You in too.
And you got to learn to split the waters in the Red Sea. And see, all that's dealing with people. It ain't got nothing to do with what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? With the book. What people looking at with the book, it's the people. That's what the waters, you know what I'm saying? Them the waters that they talking about. And just the air, everything, you know, what they turn water into wine and see people get drunk and it's in the air. And that's what with the FCC, that's all that's got our mind gone. Got us gone. And you know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. And the people who fall for it, hey, what they say, they fall to the wayside. Them the people that, hey, just perish. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I say, everybody. That's what I say.
Oh, you
everybody,
said enough.
Hey, it just ain't no joke, man. We in the day of judgment. Y'all better get right or your ass gonna get left. Make your mind up.
And what that one scientist say, all disease is only... dehydration. That's the main thing because our body is so toxic. You know what I'm saying? And that's where everything is coming from. Most disease start with dehydration, and everybody is basically dehydrated because we're not getting the proper hydration.
I'm gonna take that a step farther. I love it. See, because again, when we see the number behind what we're saying. Disease is 32. That's the 5. And that disease starts in your thought. Thought is 41 to 5, directly in the brain. Brain is 14. See, your brain ain't getting enough water. It's not getting enough hydration. And that's where the disease starts, in the brain. And then when we start to go to the doctor, which is 23, and listen to this practicing physician, physician is 32, which is 5, the doctor 23, and he tells you this, then your mind basically accepts the authority being 41, that doctor that gave you your diagnosis that you still don't know because you ain't got a second, third, fourth, fifth opinion. You ain't got one opinion. Some motherfucker tell you this and you believe it. See, we believe it because
they're the
doctor and they're supposed to. See, there you go. The bigger the headache, baby, the bigger the pill. I'm the big damn pill because the pill that I am is I'm peeling back this bullshit. I'm not the pill that you swallow because that pill going to kill you. It's not real. Pill that peels that onion layer, that peels that banana, that peels back all that hide so you can get to the meat, baby. That's right. That's what I peel. See? So, no, I'm not going to give you something that's going to make you sick. I'm going to give you something that's going to resonate your thought process. And that's what we're supposed to do. So, Sister Antoinette, let me go ahead and get started with the class before we run out of time, because we're having a good one right now. I'm loving it. And
yes, we are.
And right quick, family, again, it's a follow-up. Hopefully y'all listened to the class about 2 weeks ago now. And I started off with the nines, but I definitely want to stay on point with the true college education and what we truly must know, that when we look at what's true is the knowing in you. It comes from within, the knowing. The college is mother, and the education comes straight from nature. So the true college education is knowing Mother Nature, family. Ain't got shit to do with an institution, because that's the education to institutionalize your brain in a box. That's why they're telling you to think outside the institution. Think outside the box. Because when we see the majority of the billionaires and people who made it big didn't go to colleges and these universities. They were dropouts. Anyway, by knowing Mother Nature, we will soon figure out and have no fear, because we will hear that knowing Mother Nature is our natural mental resources. All of this comes up to the same numbers as the true college education, knowing Mother Nature. Natural mental resources. And guess what? We're not using our mental resources. We lamping on every damn body else to tell you what's in you. That's why you keep missing it. It's your own, yours, natural mental resources. And they want to take it from you. And they doing it because we ain't using it. And what's the old saying? If you don't use it, damn it, you lose it. Losing is 25. I mean, I'm sorry, 23, which is the five. That's why we losing, family, because we ain't using our natural mental resources. But what is the natural mental resources? We keep saying it's Christ consciousness is actually the foundation. The foundation is a Christ consciousness, which is knowing Mother Nature, which is your natural mental resources, which is the true damn college education. Ain't got nothing to do with man's institution. It's coming directly from you, from Mother Nature. What we have to do is start the interpretation of your journey. Have you stopped to start interpreting your journey since you started this journey by that word journey? Because a lot of us wasn't using journey until the last 3 or 4 years. I didn't hear journey like this until the last 3 or 4 years. People were saying, I'm on a journey. This is a journey. Journey. I know before I dropped my book in 2015, I didn't hear nobody talking about journey. If they was, let me make that plain. They wasn't in my circle. Or nobody that was even socialized with my circle, because it never came back around to me. Because when it's put out there, it's going to come back around. So that's what we have to do. It's the interpretation of your journey. It's your brain teaching reprogram. It's a reprogram that your brain is now teaching you through the interpretation of your journey. The foundation of your Christ consciousness, your natural mental resources are all part of the brain teaching reprogram, the way to reprogram oneself. We have to study one's thinking. study is key because they've been studying us for the longest, but we're not studying our own damn thinking. We let somebody else do the thinking because, for me, when I hear somebody, I'm identifying by the words people say. When I'm hearing a program from an institution, from a television series, from a movie, from something other than you, because like they say, everybody's different and are unique. And when you find your uniqueness and you speak it, you always speaking it. You don't change. You enhance to get where you got to get, but you don't change for the worse. I say you change for the better. This is why we're changing the things we're talking about and the way we talk about the things, because, again, the power is in the tongue. And we're seeing how a lot of things that we say are putting us in predicaments that, again, we don't recognize and we don't realize. So once we study one's thinking, we can manifest when we meditate to activate. To activate what? That pure thought. That P-funk. That pure thought. And through conversation, it will resonate. That order to fix us. We always talking about, you know, it's up to us. Well, through a higher conversation, that resonation, or it will resonate within us to activate what's in us. But again, we need to be around a certain group of people. Everybody doesn't carry the word that resonates. They carry the word, but it doesn't resonate. And once we understand our gift is the carbon links to our melanin, this is what makes us unique. Don't run from it, family. Embrace it. You are melanated for a certain reason. That's your bloodline. But understand, your bloodline ain't going to reveal or activate anything in you if you're not on top of what you are supposed to be doing in your spiritual assignment. We all have assignments, but we have also a spiritual assignment. Once you link into it, ain't no stopping you. None whatsoever. But what's crucial is that you need, or one needs to check the ego and ground it. See, we got to keep our egos in check, and it's got to be grounded. You can't be walking around slip dipping and ego tripping and trying to body snatch. Invasion of the body snatchers. We have to hold on tight to our culture, which a lot of us truly still don't know your culture. If you don't know your culture, hold on tight to your direction. You are being directed. And once you inquire on that direction, you become connected to it. And that direction will lead you to the cultural people that you need to hear to basically help activate that part of you that hasn't been activated. We have to stay focused to go onward and upward. A lot of us don't stay focused, and this is why we basically permeate on those bottom three chakras with a lot of the three liberal arts connected to those bottom three chakras. And those three liberal arts are grammar, rhetoric, and logic that we keep recycling. But whose logic, family, and whose rhetoric?
see while we're using these words of grammar? Whose logic and whose rhetoric are we recycling? This is why we have to stay focused. And today we have to recognize the fortune tellers. See, because they got us thinking of all these mystical things that they're creating in Hollywood. No, we're connected, family. We're connected to our fortune to be the tellers of our destiny. So we have to recognize others who are on that path that have woke up, that can help shake you to wake you up. We have to start standing center ground. Center, like they say, stand your ground. But we got to center ourselves. And when we boot our mental weapon, our weapon, again, no weapon formed against us can prosper. That's our mental weapon, but we're not using it properly. This is why it needs to be rebooted, so that we see that the weapon, again, that they're so afraid of is our bloodline of the melanated people. That's the weapon that they're so afraid of, because they don't have it or enough of it. I'll say it that way. And we have to recognize or see who's speaking the truth, because we see who speaks the lie constantly. Constantly lying. And we have to identify the other ones who are already activated. We should be able to identify, leave the judging to the judges. We don't need to judge nobody. We identify our family members. See, because our spiritual family ain't dealing with your blood family members. It's a spiritual family that we're trying to identify and locate so that we can get together and resonate in fellowship to really evolve. And again, this is something that they've tried to stop for the longest. And again, we must recognize every teachable moment. We can't let moments to teach others pass us by. For instance, I think I mentioned today, while I was getting a tire repaired, I was in a little shop for a couple of hours and happened to talk to a brother that was very religious, and I had to just basically break it down by the numbers. I'm like, brother, I love what you're saying, but you don't know what you're saying by the number of the word. You're still talking about Christ. It's all fire to me. But you don't understand the fire, the Christ that you're using by a word of English, which is also fire. That's the occult, which is also fire. That's very confusing. That's also fire that they put in religion. That's fire. See, because God, the creator, did not give us religion. Why are we stuck on calling ourselves these religious names? In every book that you read from that is holy, the creator gave us his word. Why are we stuck on religion? Who came up with that shit? That's the confusing thing that we all confused by. See, when you understand even in us, he went to, well, you know, I'm into numbers, but I am, bro, you into numbers and you still don't know it. You say you into the Bible, come on. I'm giving you the number of God, which is 4. It's 13, but when you add 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. Open your Bible and look at the fourth damn book. It's called Numbers, my brother. Do you know what they're saying in Numbers to you? Or you just, you going on what somebody now told you that this means in this book of Numbers? Get the fuck, come on, y'all. Like I said, we grown, but we ain't mature. Because we're going to keep listening to somebody else, and we're going to put that, and that's why most of our children don't listen to us when we talk about religion. Because they done heard the same stuff we've been hearing all our damn life, because we've been pushing it on them. It makes no sense to them, like we had problems trying to believe and have faith in a lot of stuff we were being told. So that's it. For me, when you put the number behind it, that puts the exclamation point, numbers don't lie. And that's why, to me, ain't no preacher, no rabbi, no religious leader teaching this book by numbers. They wouldn't dare, because it will expose they lying, cheating, conniving asses, all of them. This is why they won't do it. Put any, and I feel just that confident now. Ain't got nothing to do with ego. Put any religious leader on me now with this book of numbers, and I will beat they behind. This is what the Creator gave me to do, to expose that ass. Excuse me, I'm getting off point again, fam. But again, getting back, that's what 5G was intended for, because 5G is Christ consciousness. You say, no, it's not Christ. No, yeah, it's meant to block or halt the Christ consciousness. Halt is 8. Foundation is 8. Our foundation is Christ consciousness. They're trying to halt 5G or Christ consciousness. What are we saying when they're putting it in the air? This is what 5G is doing. But again, 5G or 5 plus 7 is 12. The FCC comes to 12, y'all. 5G is controlled or authorized by the FCC. They just, again, change the name. The numbers remain the same. Once we see the numbers, we can connect the dots, and we know who they are. So, yes, this is what they're trying to do. We also have to save the divine messengers that are placed in front of us. We don't do that anymore. We don't basically really look out for those who are basically doing the footwork to give us the truth that we need. And a lot of our people who are giving us these things, I hear a lot of noise in the background. Somebody put yourself on mute. But again, we're not protecting our messengers, because too many of them have been taken out. Even those of the messengers who give us the messages in song through their music. These are also messengers. They ain't just King or Malcolm. We got a lot of messengers out here. Tupac was a man. I'm not going to get all into that, because y'all already know people that y'all listen to dealing with music who had, lyrics out this world that basically informed. And that's what we're trying to do, get information and spread the information that is useful information. We don't want all information, because all information is not useful. So we don't need to lamp on a lot of stuff that you can't use. If I can't use it, why am I share with somebody else to see if they can use something I can't use? Brother West said it good. You experience the first experiment that you do on anything that you try is on yourself. And if it don't work for you, you don't give it to somebody else and it didn't work for you. But when you get something and it works for you, you will share it with somebody, but letting them know at the same time, it worked for me. I feel that it will work for you, but I don't take me on that, because, again, our body chemistry is different. What I take for my body, the chemicals that basically entwine with my personal chemicals might not be conducive for you with your body type, your blood type, or whatever chemicals are in your body. See, most people don't say that. Oh, it works, man. I took that shit work. It's 100. It worked for you. Let me try first and see. Then I confirm if it worked for me. But again, we ain't even of the same bloodline. So again, what works for your family members, y'all all take it. It might work for you. For my family members and I, it might not. So we can't hang on that type of strain. We got to leave it where, again, it worked for me, and I wouldn't suggest it if it didn't work for me. It might just work for you, but here's something that you can try. It's like everything. We learn different ways to communicate so that we don't basically wrinkle anybody's feathers. As they say, you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar. See, we all like the nice smelling things. We don't want to smell nothing that stank. We don't want to be around something that you got to hold your nose, put a pin on your nose so you can't breathe. You got to breathe, be a mouth breather and breathe through your mouth. See? So again, these are the things that we definitely have to pay attention to so that when we do get out here, we can do the things we need to do. Proper thinking levels. Our levels of thinking have to be proper. We have to truly notice our family, our spiritual family members. It's the psychological training of oneself so that we won't be psyched out from a psyop or some other psychological warfare that's being used. Because all these psyops, again, is psychological warfare, family.
Yes.
This is why they're doing it. This is what they do. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just want to ask you, now, when these psyops are happening, what about if you're caught in it? Then how should we proceed?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. For me, I look at it this way. I don't think many of us on this lines will be caught in situations like that because we are aware already. That's the key.
Yeah.
We are aware, and then most of us are not in that age category of 25 to 16 or 45 or 35 to 25. We're not in that range where these sound weapons, these mosquito sound weapons, this bop gun weapons, none of these, they don't affect us because we're on a different frequency being, and we can put it in that generational perspective. The generations who are baby boomers and older, it don't affect. It will not affect us. We don't even hear it. See, and this is why, again, every generation or every so often they put a stipulation of when this generation started, the next generation, because they know what they're introducing to each generation. What they had for us when they introduced all of these smallpox and all these shots and vaccines that we took, it wasn't on that level of technology where our children have been taking these vaccines for the last 20 to 30 years since they've been talking about autism. We did not have autism when we were coming up.
No,
this was a new word.
Hey.
We was coming up, we had retards. They were called retards or this, that, and the other. And like I said, something happened where they did put another Mickey, put another vaccine within the generations prior to or after us. And the next thing you know, it started changing more and more and more. What were you trying to say, Brother Wes?
Yeah, I was trying to tell Antoinette how not to get caught up in those styles, man. Especially y'all women, man. Y'all don't want to listen. Y'all most of the ones that get caught up. Like that dude shot all the women. See, the what I talked to a Chinese man. He had a long talk yesterday at the phone place. You got to break the algorithm, y'all women, man. Do not do the same goddamn thing every day at the same time. Okay? That's how most women get caught up in shit. Somebody watching your ass. Do not go to the store or go jogging every damn day at the same fucking time. Okay, you got to break the algorithm of this damn computer shit, man. Okay, I'm glad you asked that question, Antoinette, and you do listen to me when I tell you stuff. But break the routine. You got to be chaotic, okay? Do not do the same. I tell all these women, folk, man, don't be going away with yourself fucking 2 or 3 o'clock at night in the morning and shit like my sister talking, oh, I'm bad, ain't nobody gonna bother me and all that shit, man. Y'all got to listen, man. Do not do the same thing every day at the same time, man. If you go into the store at 10 o'clock in the morning, Don't do it every day. Do one day, go at 7:30 in the evening, noontime. Break. Don't take the same routes when you're driving, man. You got to break the algorithm. That's how you don't get caught up in those sobs, man. Okay, I'm at the auto wall. Me and Eddie know about wall, man. All right? So you got to be a glitch in their matrix. Be a glitch in their matrix. All right? Don't be walking around like you know sidebar, no anatonaton, and keep your head on a swivel and do everything sporadic, man. That's how to do it. That's how not to get caught up in it, man. Don't have no damn routine because the routine going to get your ass. I'll leave it like that, man, before I start cussing.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Wes.
Good advice, Brother Wes. I like that. And again, being in the military and being a martial artist, that's exactly right. Break your routine. The only routine you have is a practice routine that you practice at home and your solitude, whatever you do, you have a practice routine that you get in your mind, your body as one. That's the routines that you go through, your daily routines and rituals. But when you get out in public, you don't do the same routine. Like you said, yeah, take your different route. We get accustomed to going one way because it's quick, direct, and no, change up, baby. That's where the change comes in. See, because be like Michael. Sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. You ain't got no damn privacy no more. Big brother watching you.
Yeah, that's
you ain't got
true.
It. Sometimes you believe that believe ain't there. Something you know somebody's watching you. We used to say we got nosy-ass neighbors. If you ain't got a camera, you got a nosy-ass somebody watching you. Somebody saying something you do. That's why a cop always comes around and tries to get the informant. Who's saying somebody saying something? There's too many damn eyes. You got drunks, you got derelicts, you got drug addicts, you got everybody that's streetwise that's being in the street. Some eyes somewhere that you didn't see in a car sitting down. That's why a lot of our children, a lot of people getting shot in damn cars because you're just around sitting in cars ain't thinking. Somebody doing something underhanded and you in the wrong place at the wrong damn time because you're just outside sitting in your damn car. We already know you can get shot in your damn house. So why you going to be a sitting target? Sitting target. You ain't moving. A sitting target in a car because you ain't got no damn place else to go but sit in your car. It's pathetic that you can't, but come on now. We got to look at, as Prince said, signs of the time, baby. We got to recognize these signs.
Yes,
see?
We do.
Signs and symbols. And if we can't recognize what's going on, this is how you get caught up. This is how we become a part of a PSYOP, as Wesley said. These women out here thinking that they're invulnerable like we did when we were young men. I ain't worried about shit, man. I'm like, it's party time. And you ain't got a thought in the world but going out and partying. Party all the time.
Yeah.
And you walk into some nonsense, some crazy stuff, because you want to get out and party and shake your behind, you know. And then a lot of your women up and y'all go in groups and think y'all safe. If you ain't got one manly female in there who can fight and she's strapped, she using the term Madea with her gun, packing, toting, and y'all all out there just to have fun and ain't nobody, you ain't got nobody as your security that just like you say, you got a designated driver, you better have a designated bodyguard, somebody that's ready to throw down. You going out there and not thinking like that, then you put yourself in harm's way. We ain't thought nothing like that, so that's how people get caught up in these, like, psyops, because they just out there. No focus on what they just out there. I want to do. Not thinking of any consequences, I just want to do. Do it.
Yeah.
And then see the results and how you get caught up in that. Why was you out there? How was you? All these questions are nope. This is why we have to talk to our children. We have to talk to
God
young adults.
God don't do
we
stupid.
We have to talk.
But God don't do stupid, man. Y'all do stupid shit, you get stupid results. That's why I say you better get right or get left.
That's it.
Yeah, so we have a call. I'm going to bring them in, y'all.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. Erico 313.
Blessings.
Blessings, Ms. Kim.
I'm blessed. Y'all know me. I had to take the test for the FCC license to be on the radio. And I just want you all to look at the difference from the time, well, just before I went on the radio, when I left Motown. One of the first records that we put out was called, I told you all this a long time ago, A Funky Way to Treat Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC had them take it off the air because of the word funky. Because of the word funky, they couldn't play the record. What are they doing now? Now, what happened?
Please, Ms. Kim, I was finna go there. So you talking about funky, and that's the word. What are they saying? They saying every obscene word in the dialect they could use today in music, and ain't nothing being said, stopped, or pulled off the air because, again, they're pushing this lunacy, this craziness, and this perversion of music that ain't the music. As, again, that funky that y'all was talking about had a different meaning, and it was a different vibe. But they didn't even want that.
We'll talk about a man working in the factory and he come home and ain't no food cooked. Ain't no food cooked. Man said, that's working with somebody. I'm working in the factory and bringing you my money. That ain't cool. But, I mean, they're saying everything. But I want to say something else on something you all talked about. I was told, I don't know, at least 6-7 years ago, that there was a frequency that was directed to the black woman's private area.
Hmm.
Well, you are talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
no, we
ma'am,
talking about
I know exactly. I know exactly about that, man. You're right. Go ahead. I know some women, man, Ms. Kim. They tell me they just. I hate to say it, but that thing just getting all gallons, man. Hey, this ain't no joke, Ms. Kim. Go ahead. You're right.
People don't realize when you're talking about the air, what can really happen. You know, the prince of there.
And
I'm just saying, looking at it, okay, I'm 83 years old, so I'm looking from back there. See what's happening now. And what I did see tonight is that when the internet came, they wasn't prepared. So they've had no control. They're trying to get control now. But they have no control, and then their control ain't straight. So hey, there you go.
Wow.
Y'all, this was part of everything we've been putting together. Not ever since Barack, but before then. But this is exactly why they basically took us from analog to digital, because they could not control the frequency on the analog. This is why we had the rabbit antennas and the UHF or F, whatever it is. They had those two different stations that you could go to with your antenna. But when they dropped that and put cable in, that was that whole change of frequency. And this is why they had to manipulate that analog and change it to digital, the digital age. And this is where we're in, and this is why it's much more dangerous today than it ever was yesterday. So, yes, that's added information, Ms. Kim. I thank you for that. Go ahead.
Now, to be on the radio, you're really supposed to have a license. And you got people on the internet. Everybody got their own thing going, man. But they got to have no life. They can't keep up with
it. That's it. It's worldwide.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I had that blueprint for that, man. That what you talking about, that weapon. I had the blueprint in my other phone. But I'm going to see if I can find it. But you're right. Well, they can give anybody, make your body do anything, Ms. Kim. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yes, I brought Brother Kwame in to join us. Brother Kwame?
Yes. Good evening, Sister.
Thank you,
Brother Eddie. Brother West. I'm out here in Arizona, and my granddaughter graduated today, and she got a master's degree in forensic psychology. That's really deep. But what I also found out, my cousin out here, she works construction, and they're building what's called Nakia Asia, and it's a $50 billion project. They got 10,000 people working here to make these microchips. This is where they're going to produce these at, coming out of Thailand. And this is supposed to be up and running. A few of the buildings, there's 8 buildings they're building. They got 10,000 people working there on this construction site, getting ready to make it to where we're going to mass produce our own microchip. So this is where you're talking about antennas. And this is going to be the thing to where now they're going to mass produce technology in this country. So we, as awakened people, have to understand that we've got to get things together and start showing people how they're going to have to deal with avoiding this technology, because this technology is being used. We've had 2 mass shootings today. So we're looking at how this is affecting the minds of our youth by using these phones, these iPads. All of the technology is used to key programming into these children in order to get them to do what they want to do, because the message is no longer in the music, not the message of saving, but the message of killing. And it's the language in which they use in the music with keeping these phones in our hands in order for these things to be downloaded into you as you walk with it or talk on it or watch what's on it. The technology is a design for the new, this is the new mind control that we've been hearing about. This is where this is getting ready to go. And they're spending $50 billion with a B to build these 8 buildings that are going to house these type of technology fab labs in order to create the necessary things to create and make these phones, these iPads, and all the technology work here in America. Instead of getting it from overseas, we're going to mass produce it here. And we have to wake up, because all of it's supposed to be complete by 2024. They're supposed to have a few of them open up by July. They're spending that. They have 10,000 people working on this job site. I'm going tomorrow with my daughter. We're going up to Sedona. And on the way up to Sedona is where this site is at. And I'm going to stop by and see if I can get me some pictures of it. Because we got to put this information out here, because this is getting ready. This is a whole new attack on the human mind.
Well, right. Well, I hope it's Brother Kwame.
Right.
Because it does need to be put out there.
Right. And I'm looking at her. She's working. She's a master. You know, she's a master construction worker, and I'm not going to say much about what, anyway, because I know you got a certain things you can say, but she's on that site, working on that site, and they're having, when she told me they have 10,000 people working there, 10,000 jobs that they've given out to build these 8 buildings for this technology.
Wow.
Okay, real quick, family, for the listeners who are online, right quick, we got about 4 more minutes before you have to call in. Call in number, listen, it's 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343. Okay, Kwame, you can continue.
Okay, but you can go online and put in Asia Nikia, NIKKEI.com, and this will tell you what is this construction doing and what they're investing in, $50 billion into that. How many homeless people and shelters that we have, and they're building all of this to create more technology? something is not right, and that we have priority, that human beings have to sleep on the street and beg for food and looking for jobs, and you've got them building mass production of this kind of construction and paying top dollar for these construction workers that don't all look like us.
Yeah. Could you spell that again, Brother Kwame, please?
It's Asia, A-S-I-A, Asia, N-I-K.
Wait a minute, A-N.
A-S-A, Asia, like the continent of Asia.
A-S-A, okay.
N-I-K-K-E-I.com. And see, this is what they did when Pelosi went over there to Thailand to negotiate with the people that creates these microchips, because that Thailand is the biggest place that produces microchips. And so what they're doing is now they've got them to move. They offered this to them to build this the plant for them to come in and create the technology right here instead of us having to buy it from them over there. We'll be mass producing it here.
Oh, wow.
Right. And we're looking at the distractions of these shootings and these things as distracting, but not seeing what they're creating with the other hand.
The old magician's trick.
Right, and this is what we and you know, Thutmose has been telling us, and this whole new thing and coming up with currency, this is the technology that they're going to need to mass produce the currency that they're going to put us under control with.
Yep, the digital age.
Right, and this is the main piece that they need for this digital age, is the microchip.
They said that Biden signed the paper last year in March.
Yeah, but see, they're putting up front and saying, oh, he's saying this, and they're doing this and having the big comedy relief for the news people up there in D.C., while they're steady having all this being built right up under our noses, because it's not being put in. Yeah, they made the announcement here that this is going to create more jobs, but who's going to get the jobs that these these places are getting ready to do? We have to get our children trained to create and work in microchip laboratories. How to create this and how to do this digital technology is where the mindset and the teachings need to be, not this other BS that we getting it caught up in.
Try to get the ears of your children, family, and teach your children to love learning. Because when they start to love to learn, they will be able to solve anything.
And that was right, and that was why I came to support my granddaughter. She graduated summa cum laude, top of her class in forensic psychology. That's the part of the damages that's going to be done to the mind with this technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wanted to say about the games and things that they have that the children are looking at. Teaching them how to do stuff they don't need to
teach them. Right, but she's going to be able to show how this is affecting and causing the damage and causing what they're doing by using this to program our children. That's forensic. That's just like you go to a CSI. You go to a murder scene and you got to investigate what was the things that caused this crime. This is the forensic is the study of the mind. you got to analyze all of these things that are putting into our children's head to understand how much damage is being done. That's why when she was saying what she got her bachelor's in psychology education, or then she went the next step up. Okay, why are our children damaged? Why are not they being educated in the right way? What is causing this? So now she's taking the next step, and I told her today, okay, you moved the tassel from the right side to the left side. There's only one thing left. You going for the doctorate. So anyway, I just had to share with family because they're still in there having dinner, and it's only 8 o'clock here in Arizona. So the thing that I'm just, you know, sharing with the family, because I had to get this out here, because when my cousin told me the job site she was working on and what they were doing, I said, that is it. They are doing it right under our noses.
That's the important thing, again, that
we are on the ground floor, and we're seeing these things, and that's what we have to do, inform the people of these things that are actually happening.
And what's really powerful, I'm standing here in the parking lot looking at the moon that's almost full, because Friday on the 5th, we have a lunar eclipse. We're going to have a full moon eclipse. So this is really kicking off and saying, as above, so below. We got to open our eyes to see.
Oh, yeah.
But I just had to share that, and I felt it important to get in, chime in, and share on and Antoinette, and to share with this with the family, because we got to start disseminating this information and showing what's happening right now.
Yes, we do.
Because next thing you'd be sitting back going, when did they build that? How did they get all this stuff that they're using on us? Because you didn't know the weapons that they're creating to destroy us, or those that get caught up in it.
Yes, well, thank you. And I tried this site. Could you text it to me?
Okay, I'll send it to you.
Congratulations.
Okay,
I kept coming up to her. I'm sorry, Ms. Carol.
I was just saying congratulations. That's wonderful. About his granddaughter.
Brother Kwame, you still here?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Kim was talking to you.
Okay, Ms. Kim, what was your question?
No, I just said congratulations as far as your granddaughter is concerned.
Oh, okay, thank you. You know, and she's only 27 years old, and I had my niece who, when she got her, she was the youngest in her sorority. She was only 28 years old when she got her doctorate.
Oh, that's wonderful.
See, you don't hear about the young people that are doing that kind of stuff. You only hear about the garbage.
Right. But we got to raise them up because, you know, I was at the airport, met a young brother, and he was just getting back in country, and he was talking about how he had, you know, made 4 years clean, and he went on this trip and seen some places that he wanted to go because he's getting his life together. And we sat down and talked about, you know, the programs that's out here, the people that are the narratives, the Nubia, the programs that's educating us about our story, not what they want to teach us, but what is our story? Who are the great scholars and people of our ancestors? And he took down the names and books and thanked me for sharing that. You know, he says, because many elders don't sit down and tell you about this.
That is the key. That is the key. We are the key for one another to share the information that we have to the next generation, pass it on. It's that baton and relay race that we constantly running, that we got to pass the baton properly so we can give them that information to take to that next leg.
Right, and that's why we talked about that once before on the show, and how in the relay race you pass it from the right hand to the next runner's left hand to his heart. You pass it from you run up there with the spirit and with it in your right hand, and you pass it to his left hand, which is the heart side. And then he takes up the next leg of the race. And so what we're seeing is that we as elders, because Antoinette has done a great job, her, Dry Bones, and the other shows, in recording these elders. That story that Ms. Kim tells us about Motown, don't many people know that because they had lived it. She's telling us has lived and seen.
Yes.
And this is what we have to do, stop being generational thieves, because we die with sets of encyclopedias in our heads.
Yeah. That is so
and
true.
My cousin's husband just bought they bought a mountain in Tennessee, 180 acres.
Wow.
They buying up land because this is what they're using to create the generational wealth for their children. Leaving them land in trust, not will in trust.
That's good. That's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, but these are the things we have to begin to look in and investigate. How do we look at investing into our future is by land. Land is the basis of all economics.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yep. So anyway, I just had to, tune in the family. I'm going to walk back over there and see are they finished with their desserts and, get back out here. And then I'll leave in the morning going up to Sedona. And, my daughter and I going in Oak Creek Canyon. She has gotten into walking nature. I showed her how to come here. And now she wants to be, hey, Dad, let's go up here and do some nature trails. So, anyway.
That is beautiful, man. I love to hear that, especially with the youth and, like you said, your nieces.
Yeah.
And, man, that's a beautiful thing. And, again, get
wait
behind
a minute.
There.
Hey, Jazzy, come here. Jazzy. Hold on.
Yeah, they enjoying themselves, man. Don't break the bus. They enjoying themselves.
Thank you. Congratulations.
As they should be.
Two babies.
Oh, hi. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Congratulations.
Hello.
That's a blog show today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes. Your granddad told us how much and how proud he is, and he's really laying it out. And we are just as proud of you, too, because we
thank
know
you.
How much work
thank
it takes.
You.
Yes. So you keep on doing what you're doing, and he will let us know all the information we need to know that you relate to him. He'll relate to us.
Yeah, well, she's over there. Everybody's getting ready to go to different places. They go on to the, back to the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my sister is going up to cousins. So, anyway, I'm going to go for y'all.
Okay, can you hear me, Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mother Z.
Oh, okay. Brother Kwame, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Brother Kwame, whatever you tell your granddaughter, that's the bomb. And I'm so grateful that you are there. And I'm grateful that you were kind enough to call me when you had a break. That meant a whole lot to me. Okay? Thank us. And don't forget, give your granddaughter a hug and yeah. Let her know this is from Mama Bonfire. Love us. I hope.
Yeah, but anyway, so we're getting ready to go, and I just had to share that, and I thank the family for being there, and you know, we got to give them that encouragement to keep doing what they're doing to continue to fight.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
That's for sure.
All right.
For sure.
All right, Brother Kwame, thanks for the input. Much love to you and the family.
Yeah.
You be safe in your endeavors out there, man. All right. Later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Take care. If you don't, I'm going to break your knees.
Oh, my.
All right.
Yeah. Breaking your knees, man.
Yeah, that's that. She got a new boy. This is my other granddaughter. She came down for her sister's graduation with her boyfriend. I said, if you don't take care of her, I'm gonna break your knees.
Oh yeah,
all
there
right.
You go. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, y'all. All right, brother.
All right.
All right, y'all be safe. I'll talk to you when I get back to the GA.
All right, man.
Okay.
You be safe.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Brother Eddie.
Yes, that was a beautiful thing, listening to the family, enjoy
yes,
good times, celebrations, and that's the time we're supposed to. And I'm glad that he poured
yes.
us in, just like Miss Kim did when she did her live show, when she went
yes.
overseas. You know, pull us in to the background and hearing everything.
She was here.
Oh,
she was in
here?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They had the people from England that were here.
Okay, that's what it was. It was people from England that
yeah.
was here, and they were doing the show. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but that's great. That's great. And real quick, family, since we did the true college education, the real university is what we've been talking about dealing with the two. University
yes.
is 4-7, which is the two. So when we study the university, we're actually studying the universe. The universe is 38. That's why when we studied the college education, the education was nature. And when we went to the higher studying of the university, it's the universe, nature and the universe. And don't no college or university start you off by teaching you the nature of yourself in college, giving you the real universe in the university to understand the cosmos, the cosmic, that's as above, that's so below. That's why so below is 5, which is dealing with the truth. The real is as above. That's the universe. That's the university. That's what we're supposed to be studying. But they got us studying everything else other than nature, other than the universe, other than yourself, teaching you everything other than yourself because they don't know anything about you. They're not looking at you to see who you are. They want to put the education in you so you feel a slot. You feel a position. You get a job or a career. It ain't got nothing to do with your purpose or your assignment. So this is, again, we're talking about the university when we're talking about the communication, and this is what they're trying to take over, the Federal Communications Commission. They want to take over the universe, you know, where they're blocking
yeah.
what the universe is giving us right in the air. From the universe, it's straight in the air, and it's coming down when we take the breaths, when we inhale. We're inhaling it. But what are we inhaling? The nonsense, the distractions, the confusion that we regurgitate, that we hear, that has nothing to do with the communication that's basically telepathy.
straight to the mind. See. So once we, again, close with the universe, which is the university that we're always in, because we always breathing. We never stop breathing. So that university of breath is in every breath you take, every move you make. Who's watching?
Well, the enemy.
Yes, ma'am.
You talk about the Christ mind.
Yes.
It says that we're supposed to renew our mind, transform our mind.
Yeah. That's it. That's what we are awakening to, that new mindset. These are the things that we're talking about. It's not what we've been taught about, that we've still been talking about for over 50 years. This is this change, this mindset, this information that's in the wind that we all feeling. We all a part of it, regardless if we know it or not. Were you about to say something, Ms. Kim?
No, I just wanted to bring that transforming the mind, which you, that's what you've been talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. And this is why we got to fix us. That's why it's up to us to fix us. We manifest what we're talking about, but it's up to us to give the proper instructions that's needed. You know, everybody don't need the same information. This is why we got to have a personal relationship with the people that you're talking to, so you know what information to give and the information they don't need. What were you trying to say, Ms. Kim?
And with the Creator. And you're saying everybody have their own gift. And if we find our own gift, that will open the door for
them. That's it. That gift is part of the nature of knowing oneself. When you know yourself, you know your gift. It's all tied in to discovering yourself being a part of nature. Your gift is right there. All we have to do is see it. It's present. It's already here. We have to receive it.
One more thing, Brother Eddie. I heard in my spirit that God was saying he wanted people to go back to Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the body needs, it's already here. It's already put in the earth. He put it here. Like our immune system. We strengthen our immune system to take care of. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about getting no shots. It's putting something in the duplicate itself.
That's it. That's it. If those who claim to be so faithful would never have thought that yeah, I need this, I need that. You got what you need, like you said. Everything we need has been put here on earth. That's why everything that we use has been manufactured to harm us, because it's taken out of its natural state and made into a man-made pill form to kill you. That's why all of the medicines, all the pills you take, has more than 20 side effects. Even when you listen to the commercial, they tell you bleeding of the ulcers, liver disease, heart disease, heart palpitation. I mean, you have a litany of all these different side effects that could happen by trying to cure one. And it's not a cure anyway. It's a get fix quick. This is why it's always a side effect, because it's not natural. So, yeah, everything we need is right here, and all we have to do, and that's, again, when we went to school and got the education, it took us out of the nature, because, again, that education didn't teach you nothing about what nature has in store for you that you need for your body and any ailment. They didn't teach us any of that. We're teaching ourselves these things now. School didn't want you to know the fruit, the foods, the plants that we could eat that would cure anything that the body has consumed that was wrong for the body. We didn't need no doctor. The doctor was right here in Mother Nature. but because we didn't learn about the plants that we can eat, the mushrooms we can eat, all of the different vegetations out here that we call weeds, that when we look at the properties of these particular weeds, for instance, dandelions, and we all know what dandelions can do for you. But most people take their dandelions, spray poison on the dandelions so they can have a beautiful yard, but the dandelions come up every year for us to use for a particular reason, to basically help cure the body. That's why they have a season, like everything has a season, everything has a reason for that season. And because, again, every season we were in school wasn't teaching us about the seasons that changed every 3 months. Just like every 3 months, guess what, family, you change. Have you ever paid attention how you feel in the winter, the spring, the fall, and the summer? How you change, your body changes, your mentality changes. Every 3 months, you change along with the environment that you're in. They didn't teach us that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah. No, it's all connected. But because we didn't learn it and we didn't hear it, we didn't think about it, it ain't even there. See, so this is why now all these changes are happening when we're getting back to Mother Nature. We're getting back to Mother Earth. We're learning and teaching one another the things that we can eat and take that's natural, that will help stabilize and cure the diseases that we basically consume from food. As we know, most of these foods we eating ain't real. It ain't the foods we ate when we were young. The meat don't taste the same. To a litany. We know that all this stuff we eat now don't taste nothing like it tastes 30, 40 years ago. Our children will never know what we know, what we knew, what we were eating to basically even to balance what this is. This ain't real fish. This ain't real chicken. This ain't real beef. Where is the beef, y'all? We ain't eating beef. Where's the beef?
Yeah. Brother Eddie, Kenneth's going to tell you about the experience.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ms. Kim, what were you trying to say?
A friend of mine in England sent me a video. I was trying to get it to Antoinette so she could send it to everybody.
I did get it, Ms. Kim. Mm-hmm. Yes,
because
ma'am.
I don't think you got the whole thing, though, because my hand and everything is all in. I'll try and do a better one. But he said he put salt on his fish and put it in the refrigerator to fry it the next morning. And when he got up the next morning, there was no fish meat. There was no fish meat. And he said the skin was rubber and the bone was fresh.
He put salt on the fish, you said, and put it in the refrigerator?
Yeah, but he said, he salted it, you know, that's how he liked it. I mean, he's been doing that all the time.
But this time he went back in there, it was rubber.
The fish was rubber. The fish was rubber. It wasn't real.
Right.
The skin was rubber.
Skin was rubber
and the bone was
You went out, Miss Kim.
I said the skin was rubber and the bone was plastic.
It was plastic, yeah. Yeah, so woo. So, yeah, that, like I said, that's no more than a confirmation on what we're talking about with all of this artificial food. And it's so crazy now that a lot of people, even our age, can't even distinguish that this ain't real meat. This ain't real food we eat. This is something. Yeah. This is some artificial stuff, and we've gotten our taste buds convinced that these McDonald's, Burger King, all these different fast food restaurant burgers are real beef. And when you go to the store and buy beef, they'll tell you it's 30% fat, 70% lean, 80% lean, 20%. What else that's in it that you ain't telling me? You want to just tell me about the fat and the lean? What else is in this shit? See? We didn't have none of that stuff years ago. Lean this and lean that. You just had ground beef, ground chuck, ground this or that. Now they're telling you and putting on their stipulations. They even have no GMOs. Well, shit, what did it have decades ago when we was eating it? Was it GMOs then? Gluten-free now. Decades ago, we didn't see no gluten-free on nothing. We was eating every damn thing. Now everything is labeled gluten-free, GMO-free, whatever else free. Free this, free that. Yeah, what you killing us with since it's free? Because you've been telling us free, and we know what we say. What they tell us free ain't free.
There's nothing free.
Ain't nothing free.
Nothing free.
So they telling you it's free of this. Y'all, don't you believe it. Don't you believe it. See? And that's why, like I said, our children will never know. We can tell them and give them everything, but they will never experience the taste of real food that we did. And this is why, again,
no, I tell
a
that
lot
to
of
mine all the time. They don't know what real food is.
Mm-hmm.
Because what
this
I grew up with
is
not what they're having.
A lot of our elders are still living because of the foods that they ate decades ago that was real.
Yeah.
They don't have all that artificial, and now they don't eat as much as they used to because they already know their bodies and everything. Your body will tell you that the food you eat ain't good. You start feeling bloated. You start feeling this, and shit, you only had a sandwich and a salad or something. Next thing, you feeling crummy and like, dang, what's wrong? Well, what did you actually put in your mouth?
Yeah.
See? So, yes, family, again, all of these things we have to do, and we have to find a way that you already know. Every individual already has a process and a way to deliver the information that they've learned through their life's experience that now becomes the message of your story. Like I say, we all have a story to tell. All you have to do is tell the experiences of your stories and keep them factual. It's all about the facts. You don't have to embellish anything. Just tell it the way it happened, give the information, and let people see for themselves, because we are the so-called horse that basically they're getting it straight from the horse's mouth. They ain't got to listen to nobody. It's coming straight from the people who lived it, been there, and did it. I don't want no chaser. I want it straight, baby. Don't cut my information. Don't step on it. I want it pure, unadulterated salt. No condiments. No cream. Straight. No chaser. So, yes, that's what we got to do. Give the information truthfully to our children because, again, we try to hide certain things because we feel that, you know, our children are not. If you're telling them, tell the truth. If you feel that, don't tell them half because that's not the whole truth. So if we're going to tell them something, give it to them with both barrels. You know, open their eyes so they can see for real. So that they can turn back and question you. Because some of their questions will basically resonate a different thought that we didn't think about. Because they're on a whole different vibration. So when they hear it, they'll take it a different way, but a way that they are supposed to take it. And once they give it back to us, we'll see, whoa, okay. You heard what I said and you gave me something that I didn't think about. I didn't even recognize. Because that's what they're supposed to do. They're the next leg. Just like we give them something, they give us something that we didn't know. This is the shared information that we have to give. We got to keep giving it and make sure that we give the real deal, real talk. So,
Family, with that, we at the 10:30 mark. If nobody has anything else to say, because I do have an early start in the morning. But again, I got the extra half an hour if somebody wants to entertain thoughts, concerns, statements, or anything on your mind. Hey, let's go for it. If not, hopefully you took your notes or re-listened to the class tonight so that we have something to talk about next class. So with that, Sister Antoinette, do you have anything to add, or is anybody on the phone still on the phone? Ms. Kim, Brother West. I know Brother Kwame has left. Brother D. Sister,
well, thank you, Brother.
Paris.
May Sister I be heard?
Yes, yes, we can hear you, Sister Paris.
Okay, thank you so much. And greetings to you, Ms. Kim. You, Brother, you have given a whole lot of confirmation, and that just keeps me motivated to push on. So thank you. Thank God. Thank God. Oh!
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Greetings, family. Night, night.
Good night.
I'm
okay,
right there.
Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information before we go?
Bless
yes,
you,
everybody. Thank you, Ms. Kim. If anybody want to contact me on these the email line, I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's EHARRIS 12764@gmail.com. Okay, Sister Antoinette,
okay.
Don't forget to let them know about Dry Bones and Brother Ray this weekend.
Okay. Dry Bones, don't y'all forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Delios. And Brother Ray at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we're drumming with Brother Ray. And with that, folks, I want to thank you for being with us. And have a good evening and a better tomorrow.
Peace, love, and safety, family.
we ought to be. But we're more than we used to be. Whether or not we know it, and he'll forgive all our sins,
forgive our sins.
Oh, yeah. And all he asks of us, oh yeah, is we give each other love. Oh yeah, love your mother,
she bore you.
Love your father,
he worked for you.
Love your sister,
good to you.
Love your brother,
love your brother.
Don't go and talk about.
Mercy,
Father, you be merciful, my friend. Oh yes, He will. All He asks of us, I know.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh. They used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our sight. Oh, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand?